Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online once again. The subject we're doing today is salvation, and we're doing part 7 from the 8-part series. Today's topic is a final note called The Truth About Salvation. The final decision to be saved belongs to each person, whether they will receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior or they will reject him. Each person has a free will, and God will respect their choice, and he will not force them into salvation, even if their choice to reject Jesus sends them to hell and eternal judgment in hell by default. Let me just clear that a little bit more. When a person doesn't receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they reject the offer, they reject the sacrifice, they reject the payments of sin that Jesus did for the sinner. And the Bible's very clear in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." What the Bible is saying is every person on this earth, born from a woman into this earth, born into a human body, has sin already put into them by what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. The transgression, the sin that they committed into the Garden of Eden, started to defile all creation from man, from them, right down into the families that we have here today on the earth. So when you're born into earth as a human being, you are born into sin automatically, not by your choice. It's done because of Adam and Eve and what they did in the Garden of Eden. But God has reversed that through his Son and through what Jesus Christ did on the cross. And all we have to do is just accept that by faith, ask God to forgive us and receive it. God loves us so much that he will let us choose our own eternal future. What does this mean? God won't force himself on us. He will let us decide what we want. But if the gospel is not preached and the people don't know, then automatically they will go to hell without the full knowledge of the fact that they had another choice to make if they wanted to. There is no middle ground or a neutral position for any person regarding salvation. Some people think, well, I don't want to go to hell, I don't want to go to heaven, I'll just stay in the middle. There is no middle, people. I say that quite clearly. It's either heaven or hell. There is no in between. Therefore, if you don't receive Jesus Christ as the answer for salvation, you will automatically go in the other direction by your own choice, even though you did not know it. A question might come up, and that question would be, well, if everyone's born into the earth into sin, how did Jesus miss out being born into sin? It's very simple, but somewhat complex. Sin is passed down through the seed of the male into the female to produce a baby, and everyone born from that seed, whether it's male or female, comes into sin. The seed that was used for Jesus to be born into Mary, that seed came from God direct. It came from the Word of God. The Word of God says that God's Word is incorruptible seed. So the seed that went into Mary was spoken into Mary's womb by an angel from God, and that seed was incorruptible. In other words, that seed was not corrupted by sin. So Jesus was born sinless. Had Jesus sinned once, the whole salvation process would have been lost and it wouldn't have gone ahead. But Jesus went to the cross sinless and paid the price for our sins and our salvation. Our decision for salvation is not dependent on our wife or our husband or our mother or our father. It's not dependent upon our auntie or uncle or grandparents praying for us or what denomination we might be, whether it's Catholic, Baptist, Church of England, Methodist, Presbyterian, or any other mainstream Christian religion or denomination. It's not based on whether we are rich or poor, or the color of a man's skin, or a person's nationality. It's based on our own personal free choice, our free will, and not the will of another person or on our own good works. In other words, I'm saying we are totally responsible for our position in Christ Jesus, and no one else is. We are all born on this earth automatically into sin nature, as I've described, and the only way to be free is through Jesus Christ and his work on the cross. We either come under the lordship of Jesus or we come under the lordship of Satan by default and his kingdom, even if we are not aware of it. Let's go to John chapter 8, verse 44. Reading from verse 44. "You are of the father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. This scripture is basically saying that before we're born again, unfortunately, Satan is our father, spiritual father, you might say. And God wants that reversed. He reverses it by sending people across the world to preach and teach the word of God. He gives the gospel across through missionary people to preach to the people who don't know what God is all about and sin is all about and salvation is all about. When you die, you go automatically on the other side of eternity. In other words, you come from the earth where we are now in our natural human bodies. We go across into the spirit realm fully. And if Jesus is our Lord, we come under his lordship. If Satan is our Lord through default, we come under his kingdom and lordship in hell forever. People, this is not a joke. It's not a simple thing. It's a very serious thing. Eternity is forever and there's no way out. The choice we make here on the earth before death will determine who we come under throughout all eternity and also the person we will spend eternity with or in, that is heaven or hell and Satan and his devils and his demons. The decision to be born again, to receive salvation in a person's life, must be made on the earth physically before they die. Why? Because salvation is by faith, and after death, here on the earth, you step into the spiritual realm fully, and your decision can no longer be made by faith because a person will be able to see Jesus Christ and know that he is the real Savior and no longer be able to receive from faith. Why? Because faith is believing what you can't see. On the other side of your death, physical death, you'll see Christ and you can't make that decision anymore. I would also say here too that there are some misconceptions that when a person dies, that people on this side of eternity, still in their human bodies, they can pray for that person to get saved on the other side. My friends, this is not correct. It is incorrect. Once a person dies, they have no more of the free will to be born again, and no one on this side of eternity can pray for that person to be born again when they're on the other side. It is finished. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, we read, and this is the word of God speaking, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curse. Therefore choose life and you and your offspring may live. This scripture is actually saying he's calling heaven and earth to witness against you today. But he said, I put before you life and death, blessings and curse. Therefore choose life. So God is saying that he's put everything before you. God doesn't put death before you. That's automatically there. But God is saying death and life are before you. Now choose. So God doesn't force his will, but he's saying choose life and not death. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This is in John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus is saying clearly, a person must be born again. There is no other way. That choice must be made while you're still alive in your human body. When you die physically and you're on the other side of eternity in the spirit, you can't by faith receive Jesus Christ as Lord. It is too late. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to heaven, no other way to God, and no other way to get saved. And Jesus Christ is the mediator between man and God. There is no other mediator. I would highly recommend to the person listening to this audio tape that they get born again today as soon as possible, because you do not know when you're about to die or when your time is finished here on the earth. I hope you've enjoyed these messages. The next audio message coming through is part 8, and the topic is, what must I do to be saved? This is where I can lead you in a prayer of salvation and bring you into the kingdom of God. It is a very simple thing to do. Some people say, well, I don't believe God is really there. And I say to them, well, why don't you pray with your heart and speak with your mouth the prayer of salvation and ask God to save you? If God is not real, then nothing will happen. But if God is real, everything will happen and you will know it. God wants a personal relationship with every person on this earth, but he won't force himself in that relationship on the person. It's by faith, believing what you can't see with your eyes in the very beginning. Salvation is also a free gift. This is very important to know. All you have to do is just give your heart to God, invite him in, and make Jesus Christ as Lord. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.